Okay, let's begin with a little bit of contrast here. We'll start in Ephesians, who the nots are and who the to-bes are, or those who come to repentance. And the definition of what repentance is, why we need repentance. See, the duty of the priest is to teach the people to separate the holy from the profane and the wicked from the righteous. And we do it by holding up the law, statutes, and precepts and teachings of the Lord. If they don't get us saved, they show us that we need a Savior. Now, in Ephesians 4, we'll start at 17. Thus I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you hereafter walk as you walk not, as other walk not, don't do this, as other Gentiles did walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Why, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with godly greediness. Whew, is there a lot of that in the church? Wow. Anyway. All uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. Okay? So it says if you do these things, you don't know who Jesus is. You haven't learned about him. Why, being past feeling, okay, verse 21, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. It's the whole point of baptism where we die a watery grave and are buried and raised to new creation. The old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And then you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore put away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. And be you angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let them that stole steal no more. But rather let them labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needs. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers, and grieve not. See, we want to minister grace. Okay, that's an art. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed to the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be you kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. We want to do this. This is how you walk the narrow path. This is how you do this. If you stumble, then you repent and get up and make restitution if you need to, and move on. Now, we're looking at the bride of the Messiah, and the reason we are is because the New Jerusalem is referred to in Revelation 21 as she looks as a resplendent bride coming down. And in Ephesians, there's a reference to the Christian marriage. Now, I'm bringing this up because we see so few examples of it, real examples of it, because of the priesthood, the leadership, generally across the boards, do not accurately represent Jesus Christ. He is the cornerstone of the building which we are the temple of. And that cornerstone is the cross. It's the centerpiece of heaven. It's the centerpiece of the tabernacle. It's the mercy seat. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever might believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. And these are how we're to treat each other, our neighbors and so on. I just read it to you. But what about a Christian marriage? Well, let's look at it. And it says here in Ephesians 5:21, submitting, we'll go up a little bit. So don't be drunk with wine, where in excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Give thanks always for all things to God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Attitude of gratitude, I call it. Submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourself to your own husband as to the Lord. Qualifying phrase. Okay, so what is the Lord? Who is the Lord? How does Jesus minister to us? Well, he went to the cross and died for our sins. He loved us while we were yet sinners. He rebuked us. He exhorted us. He never beat his wife. He never asked for complete, tyrannical, brutal submission. Never. And even when I make a mistake, like I was last week, I'm not doing this anymore. Ministry burdens get really heavy for me, lady. I'm not doing this anymore. I can't do this. I'm not going to run into you. Get somebody else. And the Lord waited until I vented a little. And he very gently came to me and said, "It's okay. I understand. Let me help you." And he wooed me. And he sweet-talked me. He's really good at sweet-talking me. "Oh, come on. I know. I'll give you times of refreshing. I understand." Now, here's how you do the first line. So praise God for the ministry of the Holy Spirit, Spirit of Jesus. Okay. Now, where are we? So we are at, so giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourself to one another in fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. Whoa, stop. And he is the savior of the body. Okay, so the head of his body is going to be in agreement, right? You can't, unless you have a severed head. And there are a lot of churches that have severed heads, believe me. And the pastor is the head, or whatever. Therefore, is the church subject to Christ, so let wives be to their own husbands in everything. Okay, except what? As to the Lord. So we have to know who Jesus is. We have to have a relationship to know what everything in the Lord means. Okay. Comprende? Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. So a husband that really loves his wife gives himself for her. Because he's there working out salvation and there to be an example of co-laboring, joint rulership, because we were one once. man and woman, we weren't separated until Adam was lonely. And so God created out of his rib Eve, his side, come alongside and help. And there's some, anyway, I won't go into that. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it, the church, and that's what a husband does too, a good husband. He's gentle, and he comes with his wife, and he says, well, you know, shouldn't be doing that, because the word of God says, da-da-da-da-da. And maybe we should pray about this. And so, that he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. No sin. Nope. Sanctify means to make holy. Kadosh. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loves his wife loves himself. And Jesus, of course, loves his church. He bought her with his blood. You've been bought with a price. You know, with you can't, what's that price? The precious blood of Jesus Christ. There's nothing that you can pay for that except for love. It's all, this is love. This is the ultimate agape love. And this is how a Christian marriage is supposed to reflect the heavenly relationship between Jesus and his church. Do we see this? No. We see Christian marriages that are all about me and lordship and heavy-handedness and every other thing, you know, selfishness except for that. I mean, if you want to see a heavy-handed relationship, look at Islam and the submission of women, women-hating spirits. And there's some in Judaism also. And there's some in men everywhere. I mean, it's you know, how... What we're looking at is how to come into repentance and gently love as the Lord would have us to. Even our neighbors are. All right. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh and of his bones, flesh, bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. For this cause a man leaves the father and mother and shall be joined with his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. Now, this is a great mystery. Okay, now, this is what the Lord joins together, not what man joins together, not what you think you should have for a husband or a wife. And this isn't even taught in the It isn't taught in the churches that I saw in the West, and mainly across the boards in Western Christianity, but it is taught in the Middle East and other cultures that still have the, you know, no, you don't know, but I'm going to tell you, that have a foundation and follow the words and the teachings and the commandments of God. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ in the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverences her husband. And she will. It won't be a problem. If he loves her, it won't be a problem. She'll understand that he seeks her good, and the mutual exchange in the family unit. Okay, well, I'm not going to go any further. We're talking about the New Jerusalem and becoming sanctified by Jesus and him having his headship over us, even concerning who we're to have relationships within church and ministry and even the discipline of the Lord. Believe me, the Lord disciplines those who he loves. As an addendum, I just want to tell a little tiny story, little petite story about a Korean pastor. It was probably after World War II. And there was this beautiful woman who was a prostitute. And she had every kind of sexually transmitted disease, probably there is. Plus, there was no cure for some of them, okay? And the Lord told her, go marry her. This is a Hosea story, right? And then he was to pray for her healing. And he did. And he prayed for her healing. And God healed her of every disease. And she was the most beautiful woman because her husband loved her. A woman who is loved by her husband is a beautiful woman because the husband knows how to love.